The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of two famous economists, John Maynard Keynes and Adam Smith, born in Kirkcaldy, Fife, Scotland, 1723. Adam Smith, author of The Wealth of Nations, 1776, which said that market forces serve the public good and that government regulation, for the most part, does not. The economist John Maynard Keynes, born in Cambridge, England, 1883, best known for his book published in 1935, The General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money, in which he argued that governments can correct severe depressions by spending money even if it means running a deficit to put people back to work. It's the birthday of the children's author and illustrator Richard Scarry, born in Boston, 1919, author of more than 300 books for children. And it's the birthday of the Spanish poet Federico García Lorca, born in Fuente Vaqueros, a village just outside of Granada, Spain, 1898. Grew up among poplar groves, vegetable fields. He said, "My very earliest experiences are associated with the land and work on the land. My whole childhood was centered on the village, shepherds, field, sky, solitude. Total simplicity. I have a huge store of childhood recollections in which I can hear the people speaking. This is poetic memory, and I trust it implicitly." When he was 31 years old, he left Spain for the first time. He traveled to New York, though he did not speak English. He suffered from terrible culture shock and felt so isolated he became suicidal. He wrote a book about it, Poeta en Nueva York, published posthumously in 1940. He said, "The only things that the United States has given to the world are skyscrapers, jazz, and cocktails. That is all. And in Cuba, they make much better cocktails." Lorca returned to Spain at the start of the Spanish Civil War. He was there at his country home in 1936 when Franco's soldiers arrested him, jailed him, and then took him to a cemetery and shot him. He was just 38. Federico Lorca, who said, "As I have not worried to be born, I do not worry to die." He said, "In Spain, the dead are more alive than the dead of any other country in the world." Here's a poem for today by Dan Albergati, entitled Things to Do in the Belly of the Whale. Measure the walls, count the ribs, notch the long days. Look up for blue sky through the spout. Make small fires with the broken hulls of fishing boats. Practice smoke signals. Call old friends and listen for echoes of distant voices. Organize your calendar. Dream of the beach. Look each way for the dim glow of light. Work on your reports. Review each of your life's 10 million choices. Endure moments of self-loathing. Find the evidence of those before you. Destroy it. Try to be very quiet and listen for the sound of gears and moving water. Listen for the sound of your heart. Be thankful that you are here, swallowed with all hope, where you can rest and wait. Be nostalgic. Think of all the things you did and could have done. Remember treading water in the center of the still night sea, your toes pointing again and again, down, down, into the black depths. A poem entitled Things to Do in the Belly of the Whale by Dan Albergati from his collection The Boatloads, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.